Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome into the program College Football Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Heisman winner, one of the great receivers in the history of the game, Tim Brown, joining us this morning. Morning to you, Tim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good, brother.
That's good to hear, good to hear. So, Tim, in Notre Dame Nation, has this game been circled on the calendar for a while now?
No doubt. I mean, I think, when they came up to Notre Dame a couple of years ago, I mean, the eyes fell as if they had a chance to win that football game. And, if not for their first round draft pick, left tackle slipping or whatever happened, they think they would have had a shot. But obviously this is a very, very talented team that they're playing up against, and they know that. But, you have to be confident going into a game like this, right? Because otherwise you will get ran out the stadium. And I think right now they feel as if, they have a shot. You just got to go down and play great football.
Tim Brown joining us this morning as we get ready for Georgia and Notre Dame. Tell me a little bit about this Notre Dame team. Certainly the disappointment of last year going down the way it ended, going down and facing what was just, Tim Brown, a Clemson team that was just on a mission. And so Notre Dame figures, I would think that they had something to prove to themselves in trying to return to the college football playoff.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think, after that game, everybody felt very bad about the program. Like, oh, we gotta do this, we got to do that. And then you see what Clemson did to Alabama. It's like, well, maybe we are the second-best team in the nation. Who knows? I think coming into this game, man, it's a sense of, let's go down. Let's play the kind of football that we play. And, let's not make a whole bunch of mistakes and let's limit the big plays. And I think if you can limit the big plays with a team like Georgia, you got a shot, And let's not give up 40, 50, 70-yard plays and make them go 80 yards. If they go 80 yards 10 times, then it is what it is, So, I think from that standpoint, this is a team, man, that with Ian Book, they don't expect him to make any mistakes. Not a few mistakes. They don't expect him to make any mistakes, and maybe that's a bar that's too high, but that's the mantle that he is living under right now, that he has to come out and play almost perfect football in a game like this if the Irish are going to have any chance to win it.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We're talking to Tim Brown, Notre Dame legend, NFL legend, and just all-around great guy. You're talking about Ian Book a little bit. He had five touchdowns last week. What other kind of problems could he possibly present for the Georgia Bulldogs as far as running the ball, being able to run the ball?
Well, I think that, Ian is a very smart guy. He's a guy that he sort of reminds me of Rich Gannon. Rich Gannon didn't have the best, the most incredible arm in the world, but he was always going to get the ball there on time. He was always going to make the right decision as far as getting the team in the right play. And what happened after that happened after that. But, it was never going to be a mental mistake. It was never going to be a situation where you were in the wrong play to go up against the defense. And I think that's the way Ian Book has been looked at this particular point for the Irish is, hey, we know you're not the fastest guy, but you can run. So when we need you to run, we need you to run. You may not have the best arm, but hey, we're gonna trust you to make these passes and do these things and get the ball down the field. And I think he's been able to show that he's able to get that done. So I think it was exciting if you're an Irish fan. Last week we had a couple guys who were out, a couple of running backs and receivers, and we had a chance to see some freshmen who actually have speed. And we hadn't seen that around Notre Dame in a while. Guys taking a little sweet thing and going 80, 60, 65, 70 yards for touchdowns is not something you've seen with the Irish. And it gives you hope that maybe you can make big plays because that's been the difference in these games for the Irish, whether it was Alabama, whether it was playing Georgia a couple of years ago or playing Clemson, is that we've never shown the ability to have a big play guy. And so hopefully, that'll be a little bit of a difference going into this game.
Tim, I got to tell you, when you say Rich Gannon's name, you brought back a flashback of when you, Rich Gannon – and Jerry Rice came into the vet and beat the brakes off us that day. I'll never forget that game. Beat the brakes off of us.
Well, you know, you had the old man crew coming in there, man. I was the youngest at the time at 35, I think, at 34, 35, and Richard, a year older than me, and Jerry, 3 years older than me, and we knew no one thought we had a chance to win that game versus a very good Philadelphia defense, man. But, man, you know, when you have a quarterback who is smart like that, who can put you in the right position, you know, sometimes it doesn't matter what the defense does, unless, you know, somebody just dominates an offensive lineman and gets Rich before he can set his feet and get rid of the ball. If the offensive line holds up, we always felt that we would give Rich enough of a shoulder that he can get the ball out and get the ball to us. And that was a very enjoyable game because I think it was one of the, you know, best technical games that we played. And, we knew we had to be not only physically running the ball, but we had to obviously, you know, get something done throwing the ball also.
Boy, I tell you, flashbacks, nightmares, if you will. That was a hell of a game.
Tim Brown was a hell of a player. Won a Heisman at Notre Dame back in 1988. And of course, it's been about that long since Notre Dame's won a national title. Been longer than that for Georgia. Tim Brown joining us talking about the Georgia-Notre Dame game. Yeah, but to this game, and both teams have national title aspirations here, I don't know how much players like you did back in your day, Tim, pay attention to things like the point spread. But, boy, I think some people were a little shocked to see that Georgia is a 14-point favorite in this game. Is that the kind of thing that they'll use, that Brian Kelly will use to put on the board and say, in total disrespect for you guys?
Well, you know, I think when you look at Notre Dame in big games lately, you know, you start to understand that, you know. Now, it may not make sense because the only team that they played, you know, close like this would be Georgia, you know, the last couple of years, you know. In a big game like this, only, you know, they played Georgia pretty close. Like I said, had the ball at the end of the game with a chance to go win the game possibly. So I think from that standpoint, you know, maybe it doesn't make sense from that standpoint. But, you know, Georgia early in the season on the road, everybody's fresh, everybody's healthy. You know, even though Notre Dame is, you know, coming up a pretty big win versus, you know, a New Mexico team, but simply put up 65 points or whatever it was, you know, should raise some eyebrows because it hasn't been done around the Irish place in many years. I'm not shocked. You know, and I don't think anybody in the organization is going to be shocked. They should be. You know, this is just where people think Notre Dame is when it comes to big games. So there's only one way to change that, bro. You know, you just got to go and you know, win this football game. And I dare say, well, if you play them close and all that, then, you know, you earn respect. No, I think this is a game that Notre Dame, you know, should be thinking about trying to win instead of playing close. And I haven't heard anything coming out of camp talking about, oh, we just got to go and play our best football. You know, anytime Hugh, they start talking like that, man, you know what everybody's really thinking. I think this is a game everybody thinks they can win. And, you know, if you're going to win this football game, you never have to worry about being a double-digit underdog when you play in these big games.
I'm talking with Tim Brown. Tim, this Georgia team, at least as we could see it, and now you understand something that, you know, no, there are no Georgia fans on the show here. We're just I'm a Nebraska fan. Yeah. He went to Central State. But just looking at Georgia, it's my impression in watching the first couple of games this season, this is my impression, Tim Brown, that Georgia's the most complete team in the nation. They're even more complete than Clemson and Alabama at this point. I mean, they have so few holes on this team. How does Notre Dame attack Georgia? Where's the weak spot that Notre Dame can exploit?
Yeah, well, you know, I haven't watched Georgia that close to be able to break them down like that, brother. But, you know, look, you know, a game like this, man, for Notre Dame, they have to withstand those first, you know, the first quarter, man. It's going to be, you know, the Irish in town. You know, everybody hates Notre Dame anyway. And, you know, so I just think that that's going to be the danger time. And I will be there. I'll be in the stadium. So I'm sort of looking forward to being inside the hedges, as they say. Hopefully my good friend Herschel Walker will be down there too. But, you know, this is not a game where you can say, okay, well, let's go after this cornerback and let's go after this linebacker or this defensive end. This is a game that you got to play your best football. Whatever you think your best plays are, you got to run those plays and hope that your offensive line and hold up, and your receivers can do what they need to do. So, and that's why I think it's such a pivotal game. You know, I mean, it's a great opportunity for Notre Dame to come down and show the nation that they are one of the best teams in the league. And you know, I think from that standpoint, again, attacking somebody or you know weaknesses and all those kind of things, I don't think you ever expect to look at a Georgia team or Alabama team or Clemson and be able to say they have weaknesses. You know they're going to be strong, you know, in every position, and you just got to go and play the game.
All right, let's flip that around then, Tim Brown. What should Georgia fans worry about? What's the long suit where Notre Dame wins this game? What do they lean on to come down here and take a win?
Well, look, I think, you know, again, you can't ever play a perfect football game, you know, so let's not be dreaming about playing a perfect football game. But you got to force Georgia into making mistakes some kind of way, man. You know, you got to get some turnovers. You got to do some things that that you probably hadn't done in these type games before. And again, I think that the biggest thing that Notre Dame has to do is not give up the big plays. You know, you played Clemson last year, and these freshman receivers, it's ate your lunch up. And some kind of way, they got to find a way to not give up 50, 60, 70-yard pass plays and run plays, man. And if you can do that, I think you have a shot. Nobody, and he'll tell you, I mean, from the defensive guys I talk to, they feel as if, okay, if you take these big shots, we can take the big shots away. We can find a way to take the big shots away. But if you methodically go down the field and put six points on the board time and time and time again, you know, that could be devastating. And, you know, because it's hard for an offense because somebody's going to make a mistake on offense and to help the defense out, and, you know, that'll end up being a punt or they end up being a field goal try. So, but these long passes, long runs, man, you know, that they can kill a defense, man. And so I just think that and kill the offense, too, because now it puts you in a very pressurized situation. But I really think that is a big deal. We know that we don't match up when it comes to the athletic talent at every position. We may have a couple guys who can run and a couple guys who are big and strong like that, but you're not going to find that at Notre Dame's offense defense from, you know, head to toe. So, yeah, you just got to be, you know, you just got to protect against those big plays, man.
So I'm hearing a little bit, Tim, that you're leaning a little bit towards Georgia in this. Am I hearing that a little bit?
Man, I'm never going to lean.
I'm just checking.
I always have hope, brother. I always have hope that Indy can pull these kind of games off until they show me that they can't. You know, I know that they're well coached, and, you know, you got a great group of kids, man, who will really work their butts off to get to where they are at this particular point. So, hey, man, let's go play the game, right? Let's see what happens, and we'll go from there.
Tim, it's been a pleasure having you.
Always.
And you are always welcome here. Thanks very much for – enjoy your time down here. I will tell you that you're going to be hot, okay? It's hot. Dress accordingly.
Yeah, you might want to bring some shorts, though, Tim, because it's going to be hot this weekend, brother, between them heads. There's going to be a lot of folks there, too.
You know, I'm in Texas, so I'm used to heat, but okay, I'm hoping that I get a little break down there.
It's going to be humid, though. It's that See, Texas, that dry heat, it's going to be humid down here.
No, that's Arizona, but we don't have no dry heat here. It's hot. It's humid hot here.
Okay. My bad.
But, hey. Let me. It is a little different down in Georgia than it is here. I don't know what the humidity difference is, but it seems to be a little stickier down there.
Yeah, it's a little sweltery. It's right. Just go ahead, break out one of them linen suits. You'll be straight. You'll be good. You'll be good.
We'll work it out.
All right, great talking to you.
All right, guys, have a good day. Appreciate you guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.